Welcome. This morning we had a little bit of drama that I want to share with you. It will probably feel and sound strange, but it will also wake you up to the miracle of life. My daughter got a tiny scratch on her foot, but because of what she's dealing with right now, her platelets are always low. Platelets allow your blood to coagulate. So if she gets a cut, it's not like it is for you and me. The blood gushes. And this was the first cut she's had in this whole journey she's on. So we were freaking out a little bit. This little scratch was gushing. And with a little pressure applied to it, it stopped bleeding. But I wasn't sure if that was going to happen. And it reminds you of all these underlying systems in your body that you might take for granted. That if you get a cut, your body has these automated processes to stop the bleeding, to fight off infection, to grow new skin. It's incredible. It's automatic. You don't even think about it until one of those processes malfunctions. And yet sometimes we need the malfunction to reset everything. I talked to somebody in this program today, and she was a totally different person. The pandemic gave her a chance to stop traveling for work, to spend more time at home, to restore her center. It was amazing to hear how this downtime was so deeply healing. And of course, the pandemic caused all sorts of malfunctions in our health system and our economy. But these malfunctions gave this person a chance to reset. I think that's always the case if we allow ourselves to see it as such. My daughter's blood might need to be totally healed right now, but her soul is so much brighter. Her personality is so much softer because of the love and attention being heaped on her. Again, the malfunction is actually a reset. Yesterday, I told you my social media was hacked, so I'm frozen out of all social media. It's a total pain in the butt. But in some ways, it's very refreshing. I don't think I would have ever shut down my social media, but it happened for me, and I kind of like it. Now, I know some of you are going through an impossibly hard time during this pandemic. So am I. The only option is to find a way toward the light. If you are committed to the light will be committed to you. And you might be saying, whatever, Dave, my business is in the gutter. Where's the light in that? But remember the quote by the wise elder Yoda. When you look at the dark side, careful you must be, for the dark side looks back. So can you take a moment to consider? Maybe malfunction is the wrong word. Maybe it's being turned off so it can be turned back on. A reboot. In that moment when it's off, it can feel like you lost your data. You lost everything. But when it comes back on, maybe it works better. There's an update. New software. And if you're still fighting this reboot, maybe it's time to trust it completely. Because anything less does you absolutely no good. For the last few days of Trust Your Journey, here's the challenge for you and for me. Can you get your trustometer higher? If you're 60, can you get to 70? For some of you who are 80, can you get to 90? And if you're lucky and you're 95, can you get to 100? Sometimes you have to trust even when life has given you reason not to. Otherwise, you're turned toward the dark side. And who wants to live like that? So take a moment to get more comfortable. Settle in, close your eyes, close your mouth. And every time you exhale, release all the darkness. Every time you inhale, take in the light. Exhale, dark. Inhale, light. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Exhale, dark. Inhale, light. If your attention wandered, exhale dark, inhale light. coming back to the moment. When there's a malfunction, like your blood's not coagulating, or the health system and the economy are in shambles, or your ID gets hacked, maybe it's not a malfunction. Maybe it's a reboot. The only option is to find your way toward the light. If you're committed to the light will be committed to you. And you might be saying, whatever, Dave. But remember the quote by the wise elder, Yoda. When you look at the dark side, careful you must be, for the dark side looks back. So wherever you are right now, and for some of us, it's a really challenging place. This is a good moment to trust the light, to look to the light, to move toward the light. Turn up your trustometer. Exhale, dark. Inhale, light. See you tomorrow. Peace.